Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. Being Thursday, we welcome in Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Good morning, Lucretia.
Good morning.
Today, we're going to talk about the increases in cases we've been having, some more zip code data about who's being vaccinated and where, and some more about vaccine events and more.
Yes. As most of us have seen, and if you haven't heard, there have been quite an increase in cases across the county. I think with the 19 that were reported yesterday, yeah, there seem to be 100 active cases right now. We don't have that many here on the coast, north or south, but definitely in the Ukiah area and North County, that's the concentration. That's where they've been all along, and that's where they continue to be. And we can see by the vaccine data, by zip code, that our areas being more highly vaccinated are being effective against this virus, and it's holding effectiveness against the Delta virus, which has been confirmed to be in the county. So in Fort Bragg, 95437 zip code, 65.7% of the eligible population has been fully vaccinated, while 71.9% have had at least one vaccine or more.
All right.
And in Mendocino, we've got 86% with at least one vaccine or more and 78.7% fully vaccinated. So we're doing fairly well. We need to push a little bit more so that we can reach, you know, that famed herd immunity.
Yes.
But if we look at some place like Redwood Valley, fully immunized eligible population is only at 48.7%, while 55.1% had at least one dose or more. So there's a stark difference across the county in vaccination rates. And I really, you know, this speaks to the fact that we're able to keep our cases lower because we have higher rates of vaccination, but we're not there yet. So Mendocino Coast Clinics will continue to have all three vaccines available on Tuesdays in our tent. For those 12 and over, we have Pfizer available. We've got Moderna, and we do have Johnson & Johnson. If you just want to come once and get that vaccine, it's safe, it's effective, it's easy, it's, you know, it's pain-free, really. I know people have a fear of needles, but this is so fast. It really is fast and easy. And even any of the after effects of having the vaccine and feeling like you have a cold or maybe flu symptoms a day or perhaps 2 days later is better than risking a bad case of COVID. So we really, really want to make sure that people remember that we're here Tuesdays. You don't need to sign up. You don't need to call. You just need to drive up or bike up or walk up to our tent at 205 South Street from 4 to 6. And if for some reason you are homebound or, you know, there's someone that you know that's homebound, get a hold of us. We have gone out to homes to vaccinate people just to make sure that you have access to this vaccine. If you know of someone and they need a different time, just give us a call. We'll figure it out. We're here to make it as convenient and easy as possible for you. I also wanted to bring everyone's attention to the fact that we have Dr. Golden, our medical director, wrote an article that is published on Mendo Voice and is published in The Beacon and The Advocate. It's available online also about some of the myths around infertility linked to the vaccine. Please take a look at that and spread the word about the fact that that is actually a myth. There is no evidence that the vaccine causes infertility or any problems for pregnant women. And then just to let everyone know that next Tuesday, the 27th, we are closed. We will have a provider on call. So if you have a medical need that's urgent and need to speak to a medical provider, we have a provider on call 24/7. So just give us a call at our main number, 964-1251. Our answering service will route the call to that provider, but we will be closed for an all-staff retreat. However, we still will be doing our vaccine event because
right,
our staff is dedicated to doing the vaccine events every Tuesday. So we will be back here at the clinic from 4 to 6 to do that event.
All right. My goodness. Well, we got through the list, a good list at that. And thanks very much for listening to the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.